10. Well, here's your metal polymer stuff, I said, as I handed the chunk of Dyson sphere that I'd torn off the structure to Veronica. We were standing in her lab in the halls of research, and as the dark-skinned cat girl took it from me, she smiled brightly. Thanks, Garrett. She patted my hand. I appreciate you playing the interstellar delivery boy, even though you're an actual god of a solar system. Well, being a god has its perks, but so does being a delivery boy from time to time, I said, as she placed the metal in a giant green egg-like device that was roughly the size of a small Buick. Like what? She asked, as she hit a few buttons on the side, turned some dials, and twisted some knobs before finally pulling a couple of levers. Like, sometimes the girl doesn't have money to pay, so she has to pay with other things? She turned and looked at me. Only she wasn't really seeing me as she licked her lips. And you're a gentleman, so you try to refuse her advances, right? You insist that you need the money, but you can't be rude because you need the tips. But she has another tip in mind for you, huh?
That actually hasn't happened in my experience.
And then she drops her robe to the floor, and you can't help but admire how pretty she is. And while you're staring at her bare breasts, she crosses the room and...
She stopped and looked at me. Then her cheeks flushed.
I mean, that's what happens in those books Melanie always reads.
She cleared her throat.
I finished yours, by the way.
Was it me, or was her voice huskier now?
Oh, cool,
I said, wondering if I should ignore what just happened.
What did you think of them?
I liked them both a lot. In fact, I grabbed all his books from the library.
She winked at me.
I'm almost done with those, too.
Part of me wants to know how you manage that, I trailed off. But more of me is interested in the fantasy you were just talking about.
Oh, you are you?
She gave me a sly grin.
I wondered if you were going to drop it or not. I said to myself, well, that was embarrassing, but maybe he's too much of a wuss to say anything about it.
Well, I said as I gripped my pants and hoisted them up.
I have to say, you have, in fact, not provided payment for my delivery.
And it is a very big package.
She nodded sagely as her eyes trailed down my body.
A very big package.
Right.
I took a step toward her.
And as I said, I haven't been paid, so if you don't mind.
The thing is,
she said as she twisted her hands while still not looking at my eyes.
If you know what I mean, I don't have any money.
How are you supposed to pay me if you don't have any money? I asked, suddenly concerned.
I have other ways of paying you, she said as she took a step closer to me.
You mean like a check? I shook my head. I'm not sure if we're allowed to take checks.
No, not with a check.
She danced her fingers along my forearm.
With something a lot better than that.
Do you have a chest full of coins or something?
I looked around.
Priceless art? Hot stock tips? Pirate booty?
Something like that.
She giggled as her hand moved to my chest and began to trail lower.
I think you're going to have to be a bit more specific, I said with a shrug. If it's something weird, I'll have to call my manager and get permission.
Oh, don't worry about that,
she said as she pressed herself against me an instant before her lips met mine. Oh, I managed to gasp as I instinctively fumbled for her waist, hips, something to hold on to. Was this really happening? Could I be absolutely positive that I wasn't asleep on the job somewhere? I wasn't necessarily the type to do so, being a god and all, but this was all so out of nowhere. Veronica purred as she slid her hands down my torso and hooked one of her manicured nails into one of my belt loops, tugging on the garment suggestively. As blindsided as I was no idiot. I knew where this was going, and far be it from me to stop it. After all, I wasn't going to pass up an opportunity to have my way with a sexy, willing cat girl that had practically thrown herself at me. I hummed, decidedly playing the part of the unsuspecting delivery man that would actually put up a fight. I don't know if my boss will approve of this method of payment.
I thought I said not to worry about that,
Veronica murmured in response.
I'll take care of the head honcho. All you need to do is let me reward you for all your hard work.
I swallowed thickly as our lips collided again. Only this time, Veronica's tongue snaked into my mouth and glided across my teeth as though she were sampling the way I tasted. She then delved deeper, and our tongues danced in a way that dared me to discover her own unique flavor. And oh, was she delicious. I don't think there was a particular name to her taste, but the first words that came to mind were coffee and caramel. Bittersweet. Too soon, though. Her lips and tongue were gone again, but they were soon reattached to me, marking my neck with experimental kisses and playful nips of her teeth. I hissed with pleasure as I crane-tipped my head to allow her easier access, which she seemed grateful for. The more skin she could cover, the more satisfied her contented purrs became. A sharp shiver raced up my spine as her expert fingers worked deftly to undress me. Inch by inch, she exposed my body to the chill air of her lab, only to cover me with scorching hot affection immediately. By the time she had sunk to her knees, there was no denying how hard I was. My cock pressed against her palm like a rock, and as soon as she popped the button of my pants and pulled them down just below my crotch, it sprung forward, eager and already oozing with anticipation. Something tells me you were expecting this, Veronica teased as she looked up at me and batted her long lashes. I wasn't, I argued lamely. But I can't say that I'm opposed to such methods of payment in the future.
And we've only just gotten started, Veronica replied coyly.
And I watched as her beautiful eyes shimmered before clouding with deep lust. She licked her lips like a kitten would before drinking her milk, then parted her lips. Fuck, I drawled out as her lips molded to the head of my dick and sucked. No one's mouth should be that warm and feel that good. And it only got better as her tongue pressed the vein along the underside of my erection. She descended lower and lower until her nose was pressed to the hilt, then drew herself up again. I blindly reached beside me and grasped the edge of her work table to hold myself steady. As Veronica bobbed her head again, she hummed, and I bit my lip to keep my voice down. She was amazing, and almost too much.
Whatever divine being blessed her with such a sensational mouth would be hearing my praises. Over and over again, Veronica sucked me, her pace quickening with each sequential ascent. Spittle coated my cock, and her lips swelled full from use as she devoured every inch of me. My knees shook, and without thinking, I fisted a handful of her silky hair at the base of her neck and held her in place. I fucked her mouth hard and ruthlessly, and I reveled in the glorious shade of pink that spread across her cheeks as she moaned around my cock. Her saliva pooled at the corners of her mouth and dribbled down her chin. At that moment, the cat girl looked more vulnerable and needy than I'd ever seen her. Who would have thought that even one of the most brilliant minds in the universe could be so dirty? In 2, 3 more snaps of my hips, I came deep down her throat, and I held her there so that she swallowed everything I had to offer. After all, it was the least she could do after I went through all of that trouble to deliver her goods. My semen exploded from her lips and dripped vulgarly down her chin, making a mess of her chest as she coughed up what she couldn't swallow. When I pulled myself back, I helped her to her feet and held her close. Veronica was a hot mess, and I'd never seen anything as beautiful. My semen clashed against her dark skin, and between her dark flush and full abused lips, she was a genuine work of passionate art. She leaned heavily against me, though she was far enough away that I was able to watch the display of her cleaning herself. She swiped the back of her hand through the splatter across her chin and brought it to her lips. Hungrily, she lapped at what had leaked out, purring all the while and never once breaking eye contact with me. "That was incredible," I complimented, and I brushed a few stray strands of her hair from her pretty face. "I'm glad to have been of service," Veronica winked as she finished off her hand. "After all, it is I who needed to thank you."
"Indeed," I agreed, and I kissed her softly. "But I don't think you've paid in full yet." Veronica batted her lashes at me. At first, she appeared to be puzzled, and then the implication of my words dawned on her. A sly smirk curled on her lips, and suddenly she was pressed to me again. This time, however, she hastily did away with her top, and her full breasts bounced as they were set free. Her nipples were pert, and I took them between my thumb and forefinger, tweaking them gently. A sharp gasp fell from Veronica's lips, and she leaned into my touch, immediately wanting more. I flicked them softly and rolled them under my fingertips. Each ministration earned me a breathy moan and a pleasant swish from her tail, which, until now, hadn't had any reaction other than a contented flutter to and fro.
"Oh, you like that, do you?" I teased. "Do you have sensitive nipples?" Of course, the answer was blatantly obvious, but I wanted to hear her say it. There was nothing hotter than having a girl vocalize her kinks in the midst of discovering them. They were always a bit embarrassed, sometimes a little ashamed, but the reaction was always worth exploiting.
Yes,
she stuttered between harsh breaths. Her fingers curled and uncurled against my shoulders as she kneaded my skin, and her hips wriggled as she rubbed her thick thighs together to create the friction she so desperately needed. Who was I to deny her when she had done such an amazing job for me? I pinched her nipples hard and gently guided her so that we swapped places, then let go. Whether the sharp cry was from how hard I had pinched or the loss of friction, I couldn't tell, but she wouldn't be without for long. I wrapped my arms around her thighs and lifted her onto the table. Without prompting, she spread her legs, revealing to me under her skirt that there was barely anything covering her up. A thin, lavender triangle of lace did next to nothing to hide her soaked pussy. And as I pressed the pad of my thumb to the front of them, I found they were completely saturated. I grinned. I'm beginning to think that you were the one that was expecting this.
What?
Veronica giggled and spread her legs even wider. I always dress like this. I unconsciously licked my lips. The thought of her working day in and day out with so little underneath her already revealing skirt made my cock twitch back to life. I didn't need any more of an invitation, and I slipped her barely there panties to the side and pressed a finger along the inside of her primed lips. The sound of her made the knot in my stomach tighten again as I slid my thumb over her clit.
Garrett!
Veronica gasped suddenly. I chuckled darkly. I take it you like that as well? The cat girl purred and laid back on the table with a wink. Oh, she wanted it all right, and I was going to give it to her. If she was this sensitive over just a brush of her sweet spot and the flick of her nipples, I knew she wouldn't last long with much playtime. It was time to get right down to it, and far be it from me to complain about that. Say please, I taunted as I teased the tip of my cock over her. Her tail twitched and curled around my leg tightly, as though this was her silent plea. I could accept that, this time. Inch by inch, I slowly eased myself into her tight, warm pussy. A desperate noise fell from Veronica's lips as I pushed all the way in and then dragged myself back out gradually. I repeated the motion a few times, setting a leisurely pace initially, but I knew that wasn't going to last long, not with how brutally tight Veronica was. After a few moments of tenderness, I had to pick up speed. My body needed that friction as much as I knew Veronica's did. I slammed into her with a furious jerk of my hips. Veronica's moans instantly filled the lab wall to wall, and her tits bounced as I pounded into her over and over again. She scrambled to grasp something, anything, and she finally settled for gripping her own nipples. Her fingers toyed with them without mercy, flicking and massaging them eagerly. The stimulation was too much, and she came hard and without any warning, spilling her juices onto the floor and soaking my groan. Her tail loosened from around my leg and twitched lazily as she tried to catch her breath. But I wasn't done with her. Not yet. I waited just long enough for her to unwind when I knew she would be at her most sensitive and thrust into her again. Veronica gasped sharply, then purred as her fingers glided into her hair and grasped for purchase. I continued that quick motion, slowly pulling out of her and then forcing myself back into the depths of her overly tender muscles. each time drew out another delicious, high-pitched song of pure pleasure. I wasn't far behind her. Within several more shoves into the hot confines of her pussy, I came hard, her name spilling from my lips as I dug my fingers into her curvy hips. My chest heaved as I poured myself inside of her, and I paused to catch my breath. At that moment, I saw the sparkle in her eyes again, and she smiled at me with a bit of sweet satiation. She reached out for me, and I reached back, locking our fingers together as a show of tenderness. I pulled out of her after a few moments of blissful silence, and the overflow of our secretions dripped down her thighs. I reached for a cleansing cloth that she normally uses for the lenses of her different scopes to clean her up, and I knew she would have scolded me for it if she hadn't still been shaking on the table from her orgasm. Once she was dried and relatively straightened up, I tucked my half-limp cock back into my pants and helped her sit up, carefully holding her close. Her tail hugged me around my middle as she wrapped her arms around my shoulders. "Was that enough payment?" she asked with a satiated giggle. "For now," I answered as I stroked her ears softly. "Though I think this form of payment should come with a shower." Veronica snorted and kissed me softly. "Perhaps, though, for now, maybe we should indulge in a catnap?" The pun didn't go over my head, but as I yawned, I realized how good a nap did sound. "Yeah, that sounds like a good plan." I helped her off the table and held her hand as she led me to a door just off her lab to her personal quarters. Her room was, well, it was exactly how I expected it to be. Full of books and cozy lighting, and a bed just big enough for her and I to cuddle comfortably. Veronica drew back the purple sheets, and by now, I was convinced that it was her favorite color, something that I would have to keep in mind in the future. We crawled under the cool covers, and I settled down almost immediately. This was nice. Like, yeah, being a god had its perks, but there was something about being in someone else's bed that was better than being in your own. At least that's how I felt about it. "Tired already?" Veronica teased as she stripped down to nothing and crawled in beside me. Her ears tickled my nose as she snuggled closer, and I wrapped my arms around her, finding comfort in her warmth. "Your payment has some kickbacks," I laughed. "But I could go again if you wanted to, that is." Veronica smirked and rolled atop me, inching her fingers towards my cock once again. "A cat never says no to a good pet,"